The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Always grateful to have this guy on every once in a while because he's one of our favorites, and he's just a cool dude.
He's our best friend that we've, never met. Jack Hanna.
Isn't that crazy, Jack? That I mean, I understand we all have our own lives. We're both busy people. You more.
Well, it's a good thing you're not. It's a good thing you're not dating me. Can you imagine that?
We've been talking to you. I hate to even know how many. 15 years, probably, and we've never met. That is the weirdest thing. So you're right. You're our best friend. We've never met. All right. So how you been?
Oh, this is great. Good. I was just looking at Todd and Tyler. I wasn't trying to be funny. I was thinking a bunch of other stuff of the zoo. Mm-hmm. I put down Frog and Tyler. Jeez. I don't know why I had the Frog to it. Darn it. I'm sorry.
That's about right.
I'll go back to Todd. Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Sometimes that's accurate.
That's exactly accurate.
Call me Frog.
Before we get into some weird stuff here, recently we've been talking. Well, this is a weird question, actually, but we wanted to save it for you. We're talking about bears fattening up for hibernation, and we were talking about a grown man like ourselves and you, I'm sure. When we go to bed at night, we got to wake up and pee sometime during the night. Does a bear sleep for 3 months without peeing?
No, that's good. Great. As far as a bear, you know, they hibernate, and you say about peeing, you mean?
Yeah, right.
No, a lot of when they're in there, because I've been in those caves once before, and it smells like urine. No. I'm serious. So,
got it.
They'll a lot of times just urinate and not go outside. You know, if it gets a little bit warm during the wintertime, they'll poke their heads out. And then, you know, sometimes that does happen. Then they do go back in there, because I live in Montana, as you know, and the bears. I'm glad you brought that up, because right now in Montana, they're having some issues right now. They're taking care of it. The game and fish guys are tremendous out there. But the bears came out last year, quite a few, and then I helped relocate two or three of them to other states and also a zoo or two that had beautiful places for bears. But and by the way, while people are listening to you right now, if you do go out hiking in, say, Yellowstone or Glacier or up even out in Tennessee there in the mountains, one thing you don't ever do, ever, if you come across a bear like I have with Sue, my wife, you don't ever run. You don't ever run. It's called a fleeing instinct. And the bear will come after you 100%. If that bear's there, you always, if you think there's a bear anywhere, we always take bear, not guns. All you have to do is take bear spray. Some people, because one of our presidents said you could take a gun, which I think has now been put down, you don't want to have to carry a gun because having served in the military, if you have a bear come flying around and going at you, I don't care how good you are, it ain't going to work. So you take the bear spray 100% of the time, like it's happened to Sue and I once. The bear spray will work. And if you're going to go hiking where there are bears, hike. Don't worry about it. You probably won't even see a bear. But if you do, the bear spray will work 100%. That's all.
You can 100%. Say names. All right. That was President Obama. That said it's okay to carry guns in the national park.
I know, but you can't do that in the park. You know why? Because I heard Glacier, I think it was. I can't remember the park where someone was shooting. It was a deer and not an animal, not a bear or something. So you got to be very careful of that. That's all.
Yeah, it would be. Now, so you tell me when a bear hibernates, then they're not asleep continuously. They do wake up once in a while.
Yeah, especially that, you know, in the wintertime in certain places. I've lived in those places. Yeah. Sometimes it gets warm, and they'll just poke their heads out and stuff, and yes, they will go back in, yes.
Got it. All right.
So. And is the hibernation a little less consistent now since the climate's got all wacky? They don't know when to go to sleep, when to wake up?
That's amazing. Well, you don't take my place. I thought about that the other day. Come. You are good. I'm serious. I'm going to find that out. You know, we just left Montana. I know we came back at home in October, but I did spend the Christmas out there. But I am going to find out that I'll try and find that out for you if they're coming back out, because it is getting a little bit. Every once in a while, it was cold, yes, and it does goes and warms up. You're right.
From
what I've heard from people, it does come out. Yes, they poke their heads out.
Here's something else I should tell you, that you should spend the summers in Montana. It's a little, you know, good climate in the summertime.
He's busy.
It's kind of cold in the winter.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we have a little cabin out there in Montana. You're darn right.
I mean, you got hit with a couple feet of snow just a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, they sure did. I wasn't there. You're right. I wasn't there. I called up, and they said, Jack, it's about a foot and a half on your deck. I said, it can't be this early. Jack, it did.
Yeah,
man. So sure enough, it did snow, yes.
Where you been, bud? Where you been? Where's late?
No, I want to touch on the hibernation thing, too.
Yeah.
Something I read yesterday, that the bears develop some kind of natural plug in their butt so they don't have to poop during hibernation.
Well,
is this true?
I've heard that, yes, something like that. That's what I've heard from several people. Some people say no. Some people say yes. But if they're in there and they don't eat, then some of them don't have a plug. They just don't go out.
Okay.
But if they're out there eating, yes, I've heard of that, yes.
Yeah, natural butt plug.
Yeah. And nobody's evidently nobody's brave enough to go in and investigate.
Well, you're a brave man looking for a bear's butt plug.
Well, I may be a brave man, but I'm going to put a butt plug in, I can tell you that.
Good answer. Good
Give
answer.
Me a break.
You could sell those too, man. Jungle Jack's butt plugs.
Yes. Yeah.
They would sell. They would sell.
No, they would sell. They would sell, wouldn't they? I'll be darned.
Jungle Jack's.
I always dreamed about maybe being in a museum someday myself, but not a butt plug, for God's sakes. I don't want that to go in the museum.
Isn't it a fun word to say, though, butt plug?
It is.
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna check in more of the butt plugs. So next time you call me, I'll know. I'll be a butt plug
expert.
Incredible expert. Yes, expert. Right. That's the word I was looking for.
A bear butt plug.
A bear butt plug expert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I gotta be a bear.
Gotta be in the bear.
So yeah. Where you been traveling? Where you been traveling?
Well, we're getting ready to leave tomorrow. Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go to South Africa here pretty soon.
Yep.
So that's going to be go to Florida first, and then we go to South Africa to film my TV series again that people see on Saturdays on ABC. So, yes, I'm going to be heading for Africa to South Africa. I've been there before, but we've been moving up from, you know, the southern part all the way up to there and do stories about animals. So
what are you looking at in Florida first? You say you're going to Florida first. What are you looking at first? Alligators, what?
Oh, my what? Oh, my wife with a bikini on.
Oh, you're just vacationing. I was going to go hang out. I got it. Your
That's
wife's
the first
bikini.
Thing I'll see, yeah.
All right.
Well, you asked me.
I did.
Well, I don't dare watch anything on the beach. No.
Well, don't forget the butt plugs then. All right.
Yeah.
So, South America, or South Africa, you mentioned. I'm sorry. What particular animal? I guess everything, because they got everything. You know. You mentioned.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we'll start filming. Whether you're right, that's one thing we do. One thing we film, by the way, is when we go out there, and we are filming from the jeeps and other trucks and things. We don't try and approach the animals to make them charge or some. Guys try that. We don't do that. We don't make the animal charge the truck or stuff. We just always, when we first go filming, let the folks know that we always we're out there in either trucks or jeeps, and we also stay away. And the minute you start going, you know, to film them, if that animal moves its ears or jumps and starts walking or running a little fast, we back off and we always back off. We don't try and get like I've seen before, you know, charges and stuff like that. No, we don't do it. These animals, it's their home and not mine. So that's
speaking of that, this recently came up in a zoo, at the Bronx Zoo. You saw the woman that climbed over the fence and taunted the lion over the moat.
Yeah.
Now, when that moat is there, they probably planned for that thing not to jump that moat. Could that tiger have jumped that moat and ate her?
It was a lion.
Lion, excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's one thing. I don't know. They got a great zoo there. I don't know how wide the moat was. Right. I don't know that. But when an animal can get upset, yes, they can do double some stuff. Trust me. If an animal's upset, or even you look at a person, look what people do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that one guy a while back, several years ago, it was a car wreck, and this guy lifted the car up to get the lady. Remember that whole thing?
True story, five years ago.
And it was a true story. He lifted the car. I mean, he couldn't do that. Nobody could do that. But I'm just saying, I think so. I really think that if a person had to do something like that, you know, well, the animal, I'm saying when you get an animal going, yes, to answer your question, they could probably jump a moat, yes, if they're upset, yes, really upset.
Obviously, that woman was stupid, but, man, she hops over the fence. I don't know how she did that. I guess there's not barbed wire on fences like that. She wouldn't be able to see the things. And she stood there and she taunted that lion. You know, I mean, I was kind of rooting for the lion in that situation, you know. I'm glad.
When did this happen?
It just happened about a month ago, baby,
Well, this happened.
Yeah,
but this thing happened also several years ago.
It did. A couple of them. This was the most recent.
You remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. This was a recent one.
Why can't people understand? All right, if they're going to watch a racetrack and you're going to jump the fence and get hit by a car.
Right.
You know, what in the world? You can't, you know, and somebody say, oh, you should make your fences higher than the zoo. You should do this and this. No. You know, what are you talking about? You know, do you do that in a race car track? You can try and jump that too if you want to, or, you know, everything.
Yeah, you tell people don't get in the animal enclosure. It's pretty obvious. You know?
Yeah, isn't it pretty obvious? Yeah, we want people to see it, yes. I mean, we can't, could we put a big old bars up there? Yeah, I guess you could, but, you know, the animals, they like to see the people, but you don't have to go in there you know, pet the daggum things, obviously.
No. Well, they have higher fences at the NASCAR tracks. So.
Yeah, they do now.
Otherwise, there would be dumbasses walking out on the track, because usually alcohol is involved. I think it was with this woman.
Was stoned. She was stoned.
She was dancing for the line, and I think there were controlled substances involved. There usually are.
Man.
I'll be darned. You know, somebody didn't know that, but that's what I told somebody. She must have been on something.
Yeah, she was high.
Thanks, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was high. They came back later. She was really stoned, and the Tiger.
I'll be darned.
And the Tiger's just looking at her. I mean, excuse me, the Lion's looking at her thinking, I don't know what Lion's are thinking, but he's thinking, you're just stupid. Yeah. Stay there any longer. I'm going to eat your ass.
The woman that climbed into the Tiger enclosure in the Omaha Zoo, I think alcohol was a factor there, too.
Yeah, she was drunk. Yeah, she put her hand in
there. Oh, gosh, yeah. You can't do that kind of stuff. No.
Man.
You know, you can't even go up to a, like, put your arm in with a or something. You know, you can't do these kind of things. You're right, because the animal's going. I'll tell you something now that happened to me, which is something. This is I think about every once in a while. Of course, I do. And this is to people that are listening to your thing. There, I had a place in Tennessee where I took care of the animals, you know, lions and stuff for the Knoxville Zoo. They didn't have the room, and so I went to my dad's farm. I asked him about my farm next to his. He said, "Yeah, Jack, go ahead and we'll bend it." We built a beautiful enclosure with a little creek going through it, with a fence, another fence, and then another little thing around the place. And I must say, the mother has called me about two or three times since this happened. This was like 40 years ago. I was only 21 years old or whatever. I don't know how old I was. And sure enough, they came up there. My wife said, "Oh, yeah, you can go up and look at the lions at my place." I was holding them for the Knoxville Zoo, and it was a beautiful place I built with two fences. Well, she went up there, and I was at my dad's farm working about 2 miles down the road. This is one thing I'm just going to tell people. It was almost something, the most disbelief thing that's ever been told me. All of a sudden, Highway Patrolman calls me or found me somehow. I'm sorry, didn't call me. Came up the driveway because they didn't have phones back then, and said, "Mr. Hanna, right now you have right now a woman's son. He's 9 years old. He's in the line, has took his arm off through the chain link, and you have to go now." Just right off the bat, you didn't say just that real quick, and I just almost. It's not a matter of heart attack, it's a matter of disbelief. I mean, I'll never forget the time in my life. I can shut my eyes right now and tell you, my dad's farm.
Yeah.
He threw the Highway Patrol, put me in the thing. Your listeners, we ran up there. I saw the police around there, the ambulance coming up the driveway. The guy said, "Please, Mr. Hanna, go in there and get the arm." The little arm was, he put it in there. The mother let him pet it, and all of a sudden, the animal pulled the arm all the way through, the chain link broke it off the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And so I went in there and went in there and I went in there. And grabbed, he said, "Please," the police and the doctor, the ambulance said, "You've got to get the arm quickly." I ran in there, "Daisy, get away." I picked up the arm. She wasn't eating it, but it was torn off the shoulder of the chain link. And I live with that every single day. I mean, I don't know every day, but I'm just telling you that what am I supposed to do? I had two fences, for God's sakes. All I know is, forget the fences. You know, it's what happened. And sure enough, though, several years ago, the young man now called me and said, "Jack, I'm doing fine." But back then, they couldn't put the. I think today he said, "Jack, I could have." Yeah, so I'm just telling you.
Did they attach the arm?
No. Do what?
Did they attach the arm to the kid?
No, they couldn't. No, they couldn't. Okay. This was so long ago. It was. Yeah, I was only 21 years old.
Well, the kid lived. The kid lived. That's good. Now I want to know this, Jack.
Yes, he did.
How did when you walked in? I realized it. But you just said "shoo" to the lion. I mean, did it know you? Is that why it didn't attack you?
Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But that doesn't mean it knows everybody. You know,
no, of course it doesn't.
Played with him anything else. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it knows.
Yeah. You got to be very careful. Yeah. You got to know what you're doing.
That's that's traumatizing. I mean, that's war stuff right there.
Yeah.
Man.
And you live with it too.
I'm sure you had to live with that.
Yeah. But that's what happens.
I never think I've ever asked you this, Jack. If there was reincarnation and you had to come back as one animal, what would it be? You've seen them all.
Well,
you know how they all live. Which one would you want to be?
Well, people think laugh at me when I tell them this. It's a hippo.
Is it, okay?
I want to come back as a hippo because I want to be. I want to get. Yeah.
Is it because they live a good life?
Yeah, they live a good life. They get as fat as they want to.
Yeah.
They breed in the water. They live in the water. I mean, my gosh, they eat all they want to. Oh my gosh, yeah, and you can lay in the sun, lay in the water. Oh, you couldn't beat a hippo, by golly. People,
no.
A lot
no
of animals,
natural
kids,
what's a predator for the hippo?
Well, it could be, yes, depending on where it is. It could be a lion or something like that, but with a hippo, very seldom. Because what they do is the hippos are in the water most all the daytime. The only time they do come out to eat grass and stuff is at nighttime in the dark, because I filmed them both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But not, you know, you don't see a lot of hippos taken out, sometimes maybe by a crocodile. You know, it's amazing how they can just almost lay next to crocodiles. But every once in a while, I'm sure the young ones that are born in the water have a little, because the mother's always with the babies there.
Got it.
And the crocs don't. I've filmed them with the crocs away about maybe, let's say, I don't know, 10 yards, 15 yards. And then with that big mom there, that crocodile just stays where he is. I don't know if they've been bitten or what, but I'm sure they got some problems there with a baby, you know.
But I love the key. The key to it is they can get as fat as they want.
Yeah, exactly. That's the key of it, yes.
Well, we've learned from conversations with you before that the hippo in Africa kills more people than any other animal. Do they attack unprovoked, or what is the situation under which they will attack?
No, you're right. If you just go down there, for example, which a lot of the people that live there, they kind of now know, because, you know, I'm saying when I first went over there, years and, I mean, I don't know, a lot of years ago, many years ago, it could be 30, 40 years, who cares? All I know is that when they go down to wash their clothes and stuff, the people that live there, yes, the hippos, and now they finally got to all the villages out there. You know, there's some villages way out there that no one gets to go see. I mean, they just way out in the jungles, but you go down there to do your washing, and that hippo sea is out there just under the water. You follow me? That's how they get their pressure, is jumping off of their legs from the bottom of the water, of the lake or whatever it might be, river.
Okay.
But how they go, everybody says, oh, my gosh, they're swimmers. Not really. They go, those animals have to go to the bottom, well, like they're walking, and then they push themselves up. It looks like they're swimming because they push themselves up from the bottom, and it looks like they are swimming, but they're pushing off the bottom. That's how they go down the rivers, the hippos and stuff.
All right. So yeah. You've obviously been asked that question before because you had the answer ready to go. I want to be a hippo. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and
true.
No,
so you know that.
And there's no butt plugs for hippos, right? I wouldn't think so.
No. No way. No.
I think this woman that we were talking about that taunted the lion.
Maybe a stool, basically.
Also what? Tried to get into a giraffe enclosure. Can they mess you up? Are giraffes naturally aggressive?
Well, that's a great, you know something? That's a great question right there. I'm serious. That's one of the best ones we'll have all day, because I'll tell people.
That and the butt plug.
When it comes to a giraffe.
Yeah.
But when it comes to giraffes, a young keeper at a zoo, I can't remember if it's in Ohio where it was. She took care of this giraffe for many, many years. I think it was 4 or 5 years. And the giraffe had a baby. She'd been taking it for a day or two. All of a sudden, it's a terrible story. She walked by it. And what people need to know is a giraffe doesn't kick always forward, which I've witnessed in Africa when they kick forward and almost killed a lion. They can also kick sideways. Guess what happened? Yes, she went in there, didn't see the baby giraffe, kicked sideways, and took her life.
Oh.
So I'm just telling people, you just cannot walk up to a giraffe if you don't know what you're doing. No.
Yeah, you would think that they're just, obviously vegetarians eating trees.
They
just
seem
and be
you're
nice,
right.
You know.
Pretty docile.
Yeah. Yeah, but they can
you're
kick.
Exactly right. You know, until it happened in a zoo here several years ago, I thought the same thing. You could walk up to them and something, because I'd never heard of such a thing, but the guys that take care of the giraffe here are very, very careful of that animal. And they're beautiful animals. I like a giraffe. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I've also, by the way, people may not know this, I've also seen giraffes when they get the big males for the fight for the female. They use those big old long necks and those heads with those horns on them.
Yeah.
It is, I'll tell you something, you can hear it go crash when they hit each other in the head. And the sad thing we saw on another trip over there was two giraffes that had obviously fought, I would say, maybe 4 or 5, 6 months before that. You won't believe this. Their heads got tangled with the horns, and they went down, and both of them died. And they were just the bones were sitting there. The guy told me, he said, look at that, Mr. Hanna. Well, God, what happened there? You know how they fight. Yes, sir. These two fought. We weren't there. And sure enough, they just... That's what happened. They got their necks like a rope.
How long ago, Jack? Because I was talking. I think the last time we talked to you, I was watching one of your Saturday morning shows, and it showed gazelles getting taken down by lions, and they were just chewing on it. I know it's a natural order of life, and it just bummed me out because I'm not. I just felt sad. And early in your zoo career, your animal career, when did you? How'd you get past being sad with the natural order of things?
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that, because I thought that everyone understood in the company that they showed it, yes.
Yeah.
And what I've tried to do is avoid, yes, I've filmed a lot of things out there, but I've tried to avoid any of that kind of stuff. When I've filmed lions taking out a zebra or whatever it is, I've kind of asked them to please just try not to show some of that on Saturday mornings, like you just said, because when it comes to children and things like that, I don't care. Even
and,
you know,
and grown men.
You know,
I was crying. I was
no, you're right. You know something. I don't blame you, because right now we've seen things like that before. We don't film it anymore because we did film it at first.
Yeah.
And it's something that my wife was, you know, I just said, we got to stop it. We can look at it, yes, but you know, there's, you know, TV's TV. You know, we have enough killing on TV. We don't need to have a dadgum kids on a Saturday morning watching a dadgum giraffe get eaten by a dadgum to a lion or whatever.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's not right.
No.
I'm trying to stop all that.
So, I mean, how early in your career did you stop being sad and realize it's just the natural order? Or are you still sad to this day when you see it?
No, I don't ever get used to that. No.
Okay.
You know, it's something, it's life out there, though. That's what it's about.
Right.
You know, that's what it has to be.
Right.
You know, the animals have to keep them lives, keep their lives and stuff. But it's, yes, to answer your question, is any more of something like that, I try my best, by the way. We had made some mistakes. I tried to not film a lot of the killings. You know, I've witnessed quite a few things
in
Africa,
South
America, snakes, by the way. Oh my gosh! You know, it's just not something that we need on TV at all in today's TV.
All right, I'm with you on that. I realize it's natural order, and that's what happens in the animal world.
But it's still disturbing.
Yeah, it is still disturbing.
It's tough to watch.
I mean, if a frog eats a worm, I have no problem.
All right.
So
I got no problem with that either. Yeah.
It's a size thing. Yeah. If a big animal attacks another big animal, that's more disturbing.
Well, if it's a cute animal dying too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just we're trained that way.
Right. I try, when I see the breeding, I try and keep that off for sure.
Oh, I like the breeding ones. I like to see the breeding ones. Leave more of those on there.
Well,
just animals banging. Well, do it Saturday night or something, you know.
Well, then just go get you a daggum video of the rhinos then.
Uh-oh, Craig is typing that in right now. So really, watching rhinos have sex is one you prefer?
Yeah, I think you ought to watch it, yeah.
he said you got to watch it. He says you got
to
watch
it. Those should be the kind of clips he brings onto the late night show.
That's what I mean.
Jack Hanna presents Animals Banging.
After Dark.
You know what?
After Dark with Jack Hanna.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to maybe name a rhino Todd and Tyler. Ray two rhinos.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
Or Fog. Remember, I answer to the name of Fog.
I'll put Frog. Okay,
no,
put
Frog. No, we need to pop. Make it Todd and Tyler. All right. Jack, you've always been fun. Have fun in Florida on the beach with your wife in her bikini, and have fun in South Africa, and be careful, and we'll talk soon, bud. Thank you, man. And don't forget about the Jack Hanna butt plugs. They will sell.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get out of there on them. All right.
And think about Montana.
I love it.
In the summertime, too. It's really nice up there.
He said I love it.
Okay, I'll take care.
All right, I'll do it.
All right.
See you.
Thanks again, Jack.
I wonder if he'll stop liking us if he ever meets us.
Yeah. Well, most people do.
Yeah.
Dumbass.